If you've ever found yourself spiraling down a late night rabbit hole of what am I meant to do and why haven't I found it yet? And let's be honest, who hasn't? Then you're in the right place. I'm Teresa White, career clarity expert and 5-time certified career coach, and I'm here to help you navigate the question of how to find a career that truly lights you up. On Career Clarity Unlocked, we're all about those light bulb moments. I'm talking to people who are still trying to figure out what they're meant to do, coaching them live to reach that magical, yes, this is it moment. And we'll also hear from those who've already found their dream careers and figure out exactly how they did it. Whether you're looking for inspiration or actionable advice on finding a career you love, I've got you covered. Time to unlock some career clarity. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Career Clarity Unlocked. Today's episode is all about helping you finally find that click in your career by understanding your sprecket type. Have you ever wondered why there are some parts of your work that feel really energizing while others just drain you? Or why you're so drawn to certain kinds of tasks and not to others? And the sprecket type assessment might just have this answer for you. Today, I'll walk you through the signs that you're ready for this tool. Then we'll dive into each of the 10 sprecket types. And by the end, you'll know exactly how to start building a career that fires you up every day. So let's dive in and find your sprecket type. So the sprecket type assessment originated from the decades-long experience of award-winning author, teacher, founder, and business advisor, Jonathan Fields. He himself describes the sprecket type as the unique imprint for work that makes us come alive. So you want to think of it as a kind of source code or DNA level impulse that exists across all facets of our lives and that inspires us to work, often really hard, for no other reason than the feeling it gives us. That is our sprecket type. And this assessment empowers us to not only understand who we are and what we do, but also how we contribute to the world on a very different, more intentional, and more fulfilling level. And so once we better understand what makes us come alive, as well as what empties us out, we are so much better in steering our works and our lives. And if you're thinking, should I take this assessment? I'm going to give you some indicator that yes, you should take it. First of all, I think it's incredibly helpful for anyone, no matter where you are. If you really enjoy your work, if you're trying to find what you want to do, at any point, this assessment will give you a deeper insight into what energizes you and what drains you, and will help inform how you want to make decisions professionally and personally in your life and work. But you should especially take this free assessment that you can take on sprecketype.com/assessment if you feel like that you're moving from company to company or from job to job. And after 2 or 3 years, you always feel like something is missing. This isn't it. Or most definitely, if you have anxiety, if you have any mental or physical symptoms that show up because the work you're doing isn't aligned with who you are, if you get nervous, anxious, or not enjoying your tasks, that is a big indicator. Or if career clarity has been something that you've been seeking for quite some time. You might have already taken the sprecket type assessment or you are now ready to do so. When you find your results, and that indicates a primary, shadow, and anti-sprecket type, and what that means, especially the primary sprecket type, the more your work is aligned with your primary sprecket type, the more likely you are going to be feeling energized and excited. You're going to feel a sense that what you do matters. You might experience that flow. You feel like you can be fully yourself, and you're going to be able to perform at your fullest potential in work and life. So there's five different things that really align with your sprecket type. So one is feeling engaged and expressed. So people who do the work of their primary sprecket type say things like, I feel energized by my work and I'm excited to dive in. They feel powered by purpose. They say things like, my life has a clear sense of direction and purpose. They feel fueled by flow. They become deeply absorbed in their work and often lose a sense of time. They come alive with meaning. And they say things like, my work feels deeply meaningful, like I'm doing something that matters. and they're able to perform at their best. And they say things like, I feel like I'm performing at or close to my full potential at work. And aren't these the things that we all so want in our careers? Now, the special thing about the Sparkotype assessment, it does not tell us what you're good or what you're bad at. There's a lot of assessments who do that. The Sparkotype assessment is very unique because it tells you what energizes you and what drains you. And there are three aspects to your Sparkotype profile: your primary Sparkotype, your shadow Sparkotype, and your anti-Sparkotype. Your primary Sparkotype is the strongest impulse for work that makes you feel excited, inspired, and on purpose. Your shadow Sparkotype is often the work you do in order to be able to do the work of your primary at a higher level. And your anti-Sparkotype represents the type of work that is the heaviest lift for you. It takes the most out of you and requires the greatest amount of recovery, even if objectively it's not that hard. Now, there are 10 Sparkotypes, and we're going to dive into each of them individually, and I'm going to be sharing a real-life example of a client who had that specific primary Sparkotype with you and how it showed up in their work and life and the decisions that they made based on that discovery. But before we dive into each of those Sparkotypes, I want to talk about something that might come up as you're listening, especially if you've already taken the Sparkotype assessment. You might start thinking as you hear me talking, oh, why isn't this one my primary Sparkotype? I'm really good at that. Shouldn't that be my main one? And it is absolutely normal to feel that way. But here's the key. The Sparkotype assessment is all about what generally energizes you, not necessarily what you're best at or what others recognize you for. And when you first took the assessment, hopefully you answered spontaneously, going with your gut feeling and your first reaction to the question. And that first reaction is usually the most accurate. I don't recommend retaking the assessment because retaking it can actually lead to less accurate results since you already know the Sparkotypes and you might start to overthink your answers. Instead, I'd like to invite you to reflect on what truly fills your energy versus what drains you. Sometimes we are really good, exceptionally good at a skill, and it's something others often praise us or rely on us for. But when it comes to spending all day, every day doing it, it might leave us feeling drained, or it might not energize us as much as our primary or shadow Sparkotype. And that's why something else may have shown up in your primary Sparkotype. Even your first instinct is like, oh, it should have been something different because I'm really good at that, or I do a lot of that work. So as you listen, please try not to get caught up in what you should be good at or what you should be known for. Instead, focus on the type of work that truly fills your cup. When you think of yourself as an internal battery, what are the things that really fill that battery, that really give you energy? And what are the things that slowly drain your energy or empty you out? The ones that fill that internal battery, those are most likely be tied to your primary Sparkotype. Let's get into all of them. So the first Sparkotype is the Maven. Mavens are all about learning. The description that is provided by the Sparkotype body of knowledge is that you have a lifelong desire to learn, to know, to keep going, to become wiser. You're fueled by a new primal drive to know more. You're sparked by more the learning process itself than by the application of discovery. Once you've learned what you came to learn, you're ready to move on to the next topic. Now, I'm going to give you an example of a client who I worked with who had Maven as her primary Sparkotype. Now, please know that if you also are a primary Maven Sparkotype, this could show up completely different in your life and your work. Maybe it's similar, maybe it is completely different. So don't feel just because of the story I'm sharing that there's parts that might not resonate with you. That's perfectly okay. You know yourself best. This is just one of the countless examples of how the Maven can show up in a person. So my client, Monica, she was a senior data analyst when I started working with her. And generally, the people I work with, they're quite unhappy in their roles and feel unfulfilled. And for Monica, we started, as with all my clients, with a sparked conversation. So that's a deep dive one-on-one coaching sessions in which we really figure out what are the things that energize her and how does that spark type show up in her work and life. So in Monica's case, we discovered that she has a deep passion for learning. And that really fuels her drive to dissect and understand a topic very deeply. She's not someone who can stay on the surface. She wants to go deep. And she has a passion for diving deep into subjects, understanding them really at their core and uncovering their stories. And we found that she really thrives in roles where she can work behind the scenes and uncovering and understanding, but not having to be the one to share it with the world. She wants to lay the groundwork, provide the information, and then let others take it from there to share with a broader audience. And she really, really flourishes when she's given the space to dive deep into tasks independently with enough time and without the pressure of being in the spotlight. So that piece of diving deep and having time to dissect information was missing in her role. Her role was very routine, very a lot of reporting, analytics reporting, but there was really no time for her to dive deep and understand topics deeply. And also learn new information. Mavens, I often see, they're the ones who love to go down rabbit holes. But once they discovered all there is to learn, they want to move on to a new topic. And since she's been in that role for a long time, there was really nothing new for her to learn. And that can be incredibly stifling for the Maven. And what she discovered is that she wants to be in a role that's really research heavy, where she gets to uncover information, where she gets to research things deeply, where she really gets to spend the majority of her time doing what she loves to do. And that led her to pursue roles as a research analyst. And that is so much more aligned now with who she is at her core. And it brings her that excitement, that joy, that fulfillment that she's been seeking. The next archetype I would like to talk about is the maker. Makers are all about the process of creating. In the archetype body of knowledge, it is described as creation is a thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. As a maker, you're most alive and engaged when you can start with an idea, then turn it into something that exists in the world. For you, it's about the process of creation, not necessarily the creation itself. While your creations can and often serve others, it's really the process of creation that sparks you the most. Now I'm going to share an example from my client, Alyssa. Same thing here. Maybe if you're the maker, this shows up similarly for you. Maybe it shows up completely different. Your experience is valid and there's no right or wrong. So when I started working with Alyssa, she was also very dissatisfied in her role as an executive assistant. And in our spread conversation, we talked about what it is that really energizes her. And it became clear that the process of creation and bringing creative visions to life is something that she's good at and that she also really enjoys. And we found out that her ideal job would be one that really leverages her strengths and allows her to engage in creative processes, to see the tangible results of her efforts. And she really enjoys things like planning events, designing, organizing spaces. This impulse came out for her in so many different ways. She once planned a birthday party, and that experience just was so life-giving for her. She just loved designing spaces. And she also liked creating things like training manuals, for example. And once we took all that information and really understood what her core drivers are, what makes her come alive, the roles of creative project manager seem to be very much aligned with what she's looking for. And right now, I just recently started working with her. She's having informational interviews with creative project manager, and she just told me how exciting their work sounds and how she can see that making, really filling her bucket and making her come alive. And she wants to take the next steps in pursuing those roles. Moving on to the next sparkotype, the scientist. Now, this is my primary sparkotype, and you'll see me lighting up just as I'm reading this description because it is so me. Scientists are all about the pursuit of figuring things out. Scientists come alive that they can pursue burning questions, wicked problems, puzzles, riddles, and quandaries. You see things in need of figuring out. You feel a sense of excitement, energy, and purpose, not only when you arrive at an answer, but through the simple experience of searching for it. Part of the process of problem solving is also problem identification, especially for scientists who they tend to walk through life seeing things in need of figuring out everywhere they look. Oh my God, this is me to my core. When I read this description for the first time, I've never felt so seen and heard and understood as in this moment. And suddenly my whole life made sense. I recently also worked with a client who shared my same sparkotype, primary sparkotype. Her name is Jenna. And when she started working with me, she was a senior compliance manager. She felt incredibly stifled by her in her role. It wasn't lighting her up. And once we had the spark conversation and dove deep into what really energizes her, it became so clear that she enjoys finding issues, solving complex problems, improving processes. And she comes up from a financial background, and she does enjoy financial and systems work, but she really gets bored with analysis and reporting. She needs problems to solve. And we identified her ideal roles really involving a lot of continuous problem solving, process improvement, and figuring out issues that others can't. And what resonated for me personally as a scientist with that so much is that I used to be excited when I get into a new role because there was always things to figure out. I can improve process. I can make this smooth. I can create a system that runs. But once that's done and I shift into maintaining it, all the energy drains and I feel stifled. And Jenna felt similar to that. And she really wanted a role, wanted to find a role where there is continuous problem solving, where she can continually find issues through testing, figuring out how to fix things, implementations, finding issues, digging into complex reconciliation problems that really take time and effort to solve, in investigating and fixing difficult, abnormal problems that others can't solve. And there's a lot of people in this world who would love to run away from those problems. But as a scientist, we're the ones like, give them to us. Give it to me. And that insight led her to move forward to pursue roles as a financial systems administrator, which really involves so much of that problem solving that she loves. The next sparkotype is the essentialist. Sparked Endeavors explains the essentialist as someone who's all about order and simplicity. The essentialist impulse is all about creating order, distillation, simplification, and clarity. You think in systems and processes. When you see chaos, mess, complexity, or a lack of organization, it triggers an innate urge to create order and simplicity. As an essentialist, you develop, sustain, and evolve processes and systems in a way that brings harmony, organization, spaciousness, and clarity, fosters insight, and focuses energy and attention. You are a process maker who can turn dysfunction and paralysis into function and process in a way that makes you not just essential, but really indispensable. The essentialist is my shadow sparker type, so this also resonates very deeply with me. In a recent client I work with who has the essentialist as her primary sparker type is Hannah. Hannah came to me very unhappy in her current role as a logistics manager. And when we dove deep, we found out that she really wasn't valued for the things she's so good at and that come to her naturally and that give and energize her. Now, logistics could be a great field for someone who is an essentialist, but that specific role she was in wasn't right for her. Because for her, it was so clear that the process of organizing, simplifying, and bringing structure to disorganized situations, whether they involve people, process, or events, is what makes her come alive the most. And she wants to be in a role where she gets to create order from chaos. So that involves organizing and simplifying complex situations, developing and implement processes and systems. She loves whiteboarding and planning to achieve clear goals, finding creative solutions to problems, and orchestrating projects from start to finish by breaking them down into manageable tasks. And she also really enjoys that planning and executing events from concept to completion and seeing all these separate parts come together in this beautiful event that's now a system and a process and order. And once we started to explore those impulses from her, and obviously we dove a lot deeper than what I can share here in these episodes for each client, aligned with her interest was really the nonprofit world. She's very passionate about advocating for causes. And the ideal roles for her that really distilled out of that deep dive was to become a nonprofit program director, because programs allow her to do all that she loves to do, which is orchestrating all these different pieces, people, resources, and bringing them together into one cohesive program. The next archetype we're going to talk about is the performer. The performers are all about animating and enlivening moments. The Spark Body of Knowledge explains that performers come alive when they're animating, enlivening, and energizing an experience into action, engagement, moment, role, or pursuit. They bring interactions alive, and they infuse them as energy, emotions, connection, trust, and understanding. They have the ability to create a certain energy, safety, and aliveness that opens others up, lets them breathe again, and feel more inspired, connected, and alive. It's a gift that invites, connects, and elevates in a way that doesn't demand adoration. It's an incredible, beautiful sparkotype that I got to explore with my client, Lauren, who was a brand manager. And Lauren shared in our deep dive one-on-one Spark conversation that she is so energized by opportunities to perform, present, and create engaging experiences for others. She feels most alive and fulfilled when she can bring energy and engagement into her work. She loves leading presentation, also sharing knowledge and designing immersive experience that really captivate and involve the audience. She enjoys presenting and being at the forefront of discussions and workshops and loves to create immersive, engaging experiences that go beyond standard presentations. Now, her role as a brand manager gave her some of those opportunities, but there's also so much that was missing. And when we explored opportunities for her that would really encapsulate all that makes her come alive, the term experiential marketing kept coming up and up. After that, our conversation, she really dove into learning about experiential marketing, and she became so passionate about it and actually just most recently landed a role as a experiential marketing manager, actually a role that she created for herself because she was so passionate about the topic, had conversations with people about it, and someone saw that gift in her and brought her on in her company, and she is thriving. The next sparkotype is the sage. The sage is about awakening insight. Spark Endeavors, they describe the sage as an impulse to illuminate, teach, and elevate. It is someone who lives to share insights, ideas, knowledge, and experiences with others in a way that leaves them in some way better, wiser, and more equipped to experience life differently. Your spark, when something you teach or share sparks something in that other person that has them wanting to learn more. And when you see the lights of discovery go on in the faces of others, it's magic. I remember so many moments with clients I worked with who are sages, and they just light up at that last sentence. And what I love about the Spark Body of Knowledge is, now it doesn't tell you're a sage, you have to be a teacher, for example. Absolutely not. But it invites you to think about all the times where you share knowledge with others that light you up. And then we can explore what would work look like if you get to do more of that. When I worked with my client, Natalie, she was a senior sales manager. And she shared with me that she really found energy in activities that allow her to teach, illuminate concepts, and guide others. So there in sales, there is an aspect of that. And she was very energized by helping others gain insight and understanding. And she loves translating really complex information into something accessible and comprehensible, finding satisfaction in the light of discovery that others experience. And she had opportunities to do a bit of that when she worked with clients and educating them on the products she was selling, but something was missing for her. And the moment we dove into her sparkotype, it became so clear for her that she wants her work to evolve around sharing knowledge with others. And that allowed her to pursue an opportunity as a sales trainer in her same company, where she now gets to train junior sales staff on all the techniques that she honed over the years. And oh my God, she is just so incredibly happy and satisfied and excited with her new role. It is exactly what she always longed for and wished for, but never could her put her finger to. The next archetype is the warrior. The warrior is about gathering and leading. In the Spark Body of Knowledge, the warriors are described as yearning to gather people, organize them, harness their collective energy, assume responsibility, and make decisions so they can lead the others on some form of a meaningful, fun, or challenging quest, experience, mission, or adventure. They lead as an expression of devotion and service. And while their ability to lead others requires finding or creating a path forward many times, it's about the people they serve and lead that really sparks them. My client Danielle, who I also got a chance to work with in the last 6 months, came to me as an event manager. She was an individual contributor. She was the event manager for a company. And she did like aspects of it, but she knew she wanted to pivot out of event management. In our Spark conversation, it became very clear that the process of gathering, leading, and serving people to create meaningful and beautiful experiences that make them come alive is what energizes her so much. She loved gathering, leading, inspiring teams. She liked assuming responsibility, making decisions, and then guiding others through projects or events. She loves building and nurturing community and relationships, fostering a sense of belonging and connection. She enjoys developing and implementing strategic plans, setting goals, ensuring that the team and organization is moving in that direction. And she really enjoys overseeing and managing multiple projects, ensuring they're completed on time and meeting desired goals. And she has never in her life seen herself as a leader. She always saw herself as someone who's doing the work, she has never been in a leadership role, so she didn't feel she could see herself as a leader. She knew she was great at those tasks, but not having had that title really made her feel she cannot see herself in that light. And the Spark conversation I had with her really opened her eyes to seeing herself as a leader and recognizing that she did lead people in events, even though she was an individual contributor. She did manage so many different resources when she created events that the term leader is one that described her really well. And she wanted to move into a role where she had direct reports and she could really lead a team on those missions. And now she landed most recently a role as director of community engagement. And being in a director level role is just so fulfilling for her. This was the role she's meant for. And it is a small organization and she has a team under her that she now gets to take on that vision and mission. And she is beyond happy and fulfilled. The next sparkotype to talk about is the advisors. Advisors are all about guiding to grow. The advisor is defined by Sparked Endeavors as the work of coaching, mentoring, advising that fills them up like nothing else. This is a very relational impulse. And the satisfaction they feel comes from walking beside others and being with or guiding them along the way as they move toward their desired outcomes. They are sparked by developing and sustaining personal relationships in a way that cultivate trust, confidence, and create a safe container for growth. They help others soar by developing their inner trust, competence, confidence, and self-reliance. A client that I had the pleasure of working with, her name is Mara. She was a researcher in an academic research group, and that project was coming to an end, and there was no way for her to continue in this role, so she needed to find her next step. It was very clear that she's so energized by roles that allow for interactive guidance. She loves guiding others. She finds satisfaction in mentoring, particularly when she gets to ask probing questions that help others arrive at the insights independently. And she loves it because it allows her to interact meaningfully with others and see others grow from her guidance. And she found so much energy in guiding students or less experienced team members in the past that she wants to find a way to do more of that in her next role. And the direction that she is now pursuing is technical consulting, because she was worried she has such a heavy tech background that she wouldn't be able to really tap into her advisor. But combining her technical knowledge with consulting allows her to explain technical solutions to clients, advise clients, support clients in implementations. And this way, she can not just leverage the technical knowledge, but also tap into her coaching, mentoring, guiding skills that so make her come alive. Next up is the Sparkotype, the advocate. The advocate is all about advocating, as you might have guessed. The Spark body of knowledge describes this impulse as an impulse that drives them to wanting to shine a light on a situation that needs to be changed. It's about activation and amplification. Advocates are often a champion for individuals, communities, populations, as well as causes, ideas, ideals, injustices, and institutions. They help spotlight voices and translate their needs into awareness, energy, agency, action, and change. Often, they are a change agent. And their work is in part about the outcome and in part about how they've brought themselves to the work, who or what they've lifted up along the way, and whether the needle has moved. When the needle moved, I see in advocates that really that feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction and that deep, deep, deep level of feeling, yes, I've done the work I'm here to do. A client who has the primary Sparkotype as an advocate that I worked with is Amelia. She was in sales and marketing, and she built e-commerce departments from the ground up in various organizations. There are definitely parts she loved about her old roles because it involved championing ideas, initiating change, and highlighting critical needs for awareness and action. And her fulfillment in building new departments and educating stakeholders allowed her to shine a light on areas requiring growth and transformation. She loved rallying teams and stakeholders and lending a voice to ideas and feels energized by the role of being a change agent, bringing awareness and clarity. And she wanted to tap into this even more after she discovered and was able to name that impulse and wanted to find a role that really allows her to be involved in advocating for change, influencing decisions, and educating others towards a shared vision. She had always been passionate about social responsibility, the environment, social causes, but wasn't sure if that would be the right roles for her and how she could make that pivot. But throughout the work we did together, it became so clear that corporate social responsibility is something she wanted to tap into. Now, It was a big pivot from a role as a director of sales and marketing to becoming a director of corporate social responsibilities. But the moment we were able to tell a pattern of success of how in her entire career she was championing ideas, initiating change, bringing awareness and action to causes, rallying teams and stakeholders, lending a voice to ideas. That was her pattern of success. And the moment we were able to leverage that and shift that into her desire to bring awareness to social and environmental causes while influencing corporate policies and practices, she was able to move into a role as director of corporate social responsibilities and really do work that's so near and dear to her heart. The last but certainly not least sparkotype is the nurturer. The nurturer is all about giving care and support. Sparked Endeavors describes the nurturer as someone who loves to give care, take care, offer support, see, hear, and hold others. They're the ones who lift others up and walk beside them when they're needed. They are deeply empathetic, and when they see and often feel unease, pain, and suffering in others, they seek to ease it on a very personal, hands-on level. And they don't do this because they're paid to do it, but because they cannot not do it. There's so many sparkotypes. It is something that it's so inside of us that we cannot not do the work. And the nurturer's most valued offering isn't their word or action, but mostly their presence, devotion, and attention. When they tap into their nurturer impulse, they're able to provide a crowning presence that lets people know they're seen, they matter, they're understood, and cared for. Something so, such a huge gift that is important to bring into this world. I worked with a client. She was a primary archetype nurturer, and her role was a sales manager as well. She loved the part where she got to work with customers and clients, but she hated the part where that was very numbers driven and quota driven and forcing sales on people that she didn't feel really needed or wanted that specific product. Once we went through our one-on-one deep dive spark conversation, it really became clear to her that she loves being deeply supportive and helping others in a relationship-driven way. She finds a lot of satisfaction in having someone's back. I've got you. And I've got your back are the two phrases that she resonated with on such a deep level. And she wants to be in a role where she gets to provide guidance that feels personalized and meaningful, where she gets to offer knowledge that helps the other propel forward. And her approach to sales has always been very uniquely client-centered, prioritizing genuine relationships over aggressive sales tactics. She lights up when she can support clients in a way that feels very authentic, not simply just meeting targets, but enhancing their experience. And what energizes her is not just the act of selling or achieving quotas, but the satisfaction of guiding people in a way that is tailored and supportive, contributing to their success and happiness. And it was so clear that she will thrive in a role that's people-centered, relationship-based, and aligns with her nurturing and guiding nature. And when we worked together, there were two clear things that we were able to identify. One, she really wanted a company where she's valued for her people-centric, relationship-based nature, and that gives her and values her those opportunities. Number two, she did not want it to continue to doing sales. She wanted to be in a role where she actually gets to care about her clients and customers on a very deep and personal level. And she found a couple of companies that she started to do informational interviews with and learned more about them. And in one of those companies, a role for a customer experience manager opened up. And the company was very aligned. It was a product she was personally passionate about. And she really saw that this is a company that values long-term client relationships where she can leverage her experience and her love for nurturing client growth. And now that she is working in this role, she loves that she gets to work very closely with clients, and she is responsible for achieving and guiding them to success through customized guidance and tailored solutions. Exactly the work that sparks her. And this is it. This was our deep dive into all things Sparkotype. We covered all 10 Sparkotypes. And again, remember that each Sparkotype shows up in your life and in your work in a unique way. And you do not have to fit in any boxes. The Sparkotype simply allows you to explore what are the things that energize you and how do they show up for you. And now that you've got the solid understanding of the 10 Sparkotypes, hopefully you're able to see your work and maybe even yourself in a new light. Now, if you're in a position where you feel like not quite doing that work enough or at all of my primary Sparkotype, or you have those thoughts that I see so commonly threading through clients I start working with of feeling that they frequently question whether this is the right career path for them or not, or they feel like they're going through the motions without a sense of passion or purpose in their work, or they feel that their job is negatively impacting their sleep, their mood, their well-being. They lack clarity about their career path and what they truly want from work. If any of this is true, then now is the time to take the Sparkotype assessment. If you haven't done it yet, it is free. It's only going to take you 10, maybe 15 minutes, and you can take it on sparkotype.com. The second step I want you to take is to commit to making a change. Now, this can be a tiny change and a 1-degree pivot in the current work you do, or this can be a 180-degree change into something different. But commit to pursuing ideas of how you can do more of the work that sparks you and less of the work that drains you. And start thinking and taking the time towards looking into a career that would match what you're looking for, that is challenging, thought-provoking, creative, make an impact, feeling fulfilled, doing meaningful work, whatever it is for you that you're really longing for. And then it's time to take what you've learned and reflect on what really resonates the most and think about how you can bring more of your spark into your career. And if you're ready now to take action, then let's make it happen together. You can book a free career clarity call with me on careerbloomcoaching.com/consultation. And we're going to figure out together which roles you want to target, what is your best next step forward, and what is the most efficient way to move toward work that really energizes and aligns with who you are. And our call will get clear on your next best step and start paving the way to a career that feels truly fulfilling for you. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone, and I will see you next time. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Career Clarity Unlocked. If you're feeling stuck in that what's next spiral and are ready to finally break free, let's chat. You can book your free Career Clarity call where we'll uncover what's really important to you, tackle any obstacles holding you back, and map out your best next step. Schedule your free 30-minute call today on careerbloomcoaching.com. And before you head out, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you never miss an episode. If today's conversation gave you new insights and inspiration, please leave a review. It really helps us reach more amazing listeners like you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend or on social media. Your support truly means the world. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll see you next time.